Welcome to the Age of Vision radio show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show here on UCY.TV. I really appreciate you tuning in today. Today is April 15th, 2016, which is normally tax filing day in the United States, but for some weird reason this year, it is April 18th. Which I guess should make me happy. I get to work all weekend. So anyways, welcome to my radio show. Today is Call-In Friday. Let me give you the phone number right away, 718-717-8296. Please do share the word on this radio show and post our podcasts and videos of us that are up on YouTube on our radio station channel, or on my channel, Nuts for Art. I post them up every week there. And, I've always posted mine up on Twitter and around the social media areas, just so that people get to hear this information. I think in the last couple of weeks, we've had some pretty astounding interviews with people, frankly, who are blowing me away that no one is responding. This is the shocked. Nobody's responding. There's nobody home. So I thought what I would do this morning is share with you some information that I found. I have not read through the whole book. I am plugging away at it. It's called The New Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. In the back of the book, chapter 47, there's a list of things to do. And he gives a list of 11 things to do. That everybody can do. He breaks them down actually in kind of subcategories. It's very clever. John Perkins, I don't know if you guys have read his first book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. That book actually opened up my eyes quite a bit. I read it, I think, in 2005, or I don't know when it first came out, maybe something like that. When it was during the time when the Bush crime family was actively engaged in locking us all down in the United States, passing the Unpatriot Act. I don't know if anybody remembers, but that's when Dick Cheney had a big, gigantic fire at the White House, coinkydinky, right across from his office. There was a huge fire in the room that housed all of the computer units for all the backup for the White House, for the Bush administration. That was an interesting little fire that nobody reported on. So they were, gushing all over themselves how easy it was for them to just destroy what shreds of democracy we had left, post-World War II after the bomb came in and the secret government firmly planted itself. And we had people in there just, doing whatever. I guess I don't know who runs this government, the deep state. I have no idea, but somebody is. Just take a look outside your window, folks. Look up. Look at the chemtrails. I mean, the only two issues in my view that we have on this planet right now are Fukushima and the chemtrails. That's it. Because those two events are going to kill life on this planet, every single one of us, if we don't stop them from doing this. If we just continue to ignore the fact that they're battering us, literally, they are battering us. We are being punched in the face every single day by these oligarchs, by the, I don't know, how many people do we think really runs it all? Maybe 30? I haven't got a clue. I guess I'm not one of them. We won't even know the names. So it's 5 after. The phone number again is 718-717-8296. You are listening to Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission Radio Show. Today is Call In Friday. So don't be shy. Give me a call. Let's have a conversation. Trying to drink my little morning coffee here while I'm sitting here talking. That's the interesting thing about doing the interviews is I can pretty much drink my coffee without, people hearing it. So, but I wanted to read these things to do because these are really awesome things to do. 11 things we all can do, and I'm just going to read you the bolded until I get through this whole. There's a whole bunch of stuff he says that we can do, so I'm going to read them all. I'm going to read the subtitles first. It says 11 things we can all do. And then it says 6 things retired people can do, 9 things students can do, 9 things people between student age and retirement age people can do, 11 things corporations can do and consumers can insist they do. Wow. That's pretty. 5 things entrepreneurs can do. Okay, then, here we go. So, this is the world according to John Perkins. These are the things that we can do to reverse the damage that's being done to us. Number 1, keep telling a new story. 11 things we can all do. Keep telling a new story, one that is based on creating an environmentally sustainable, resource regenerative, socially just world where one group of people does not make other groups of people desperate. This story is about cleaning up pollution and regarding our planet as a living being, helping starving people grow, store, and transport food more efficiently, living less materialistic and more spiritually fulfilling lives, developing new technologies for energy, transportation, communication, banking, and wholesale and trade. Bringing diverse communities together with an understanding that we all live on a fragile space station that has no escape shuttles. In other words, tell the story of converting a death economy to a life economy. Spread this story every chance you get to as many people as you can. Talk, write, make videos, offer study groups. Do whatever it takes. That's an action verb, folks. Do whatever it takes. Tell a new story. We have to focus on us, not just surviving, but thriving, getting it back from the people who treat us as if we're assets on a balance sheet and none of us matter. Number 2, stop and invest consciously. Replace recreational and mindless shopping tendencies with activities that truly nourish you and those you love. When you must shop, buy locally as well as at consignment and thrift stores. Make things last. Buy goods and services from and invest in businesses that are committed to making a better world. Well, I guess I'm going to read these little sub-chapters. I just read the first one. I'm going to head into this second one. It's call in Friday usually means I don't get a call in till about 10 minutes to 9, but if you guys want to call in, please do. The phone number 718-717-8296, and you can spread the word with this phone number of 718-717-8296. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission Radio Show. Today is call in Friday. You can call and engage me on anything you want to talk about the silliness on that debate, the screaming fest last night. Hillary Clinton couldn't scream loud enough, could she? Guess not. Then she had to go, wow, man, I'm starting to look like the bitch that I am. So let's get back to the John Perkins book instead of talking about that dumb, one of the perpetrators. How anybody could even think about voting for that person is beyond me. Back to this, shop and invest consciously. No one is perfect, so seek out the ones that are doing the best in their field. Email them about the good things they are doing, encouraging them to do even better. And here we are, having someone encouraging me. Good morning. This is Lonnie Clark. You're on the Age of Vision radio show. Who am I speaking with?
Hey Lonnie, my name is Michael. I called you a couple months ago and we had a discussion about where I decided, where I said that it's not going to work if everything is nice. We have to become violent.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember.
Yes, I definitely remember that.
I want to tell you that no matter what I say, I want you to keep on doing what you're doing because you got guts. So
Well,
I
do
think
we
we
really
need,
have
I
a
think we need like a
choice?
mix of my like radical violent opportunism and your like moral character.
Why, thank you. I do actually have morals. I do believe in integrity. That is, those are two things that I think people have lost touch with is.
It's very obvious to anybody who listens that you believe seriously in your moral path. So I'd like to thank you and
Well, thank you.
just really I like the fact that you say what's on your mind, even if I disagree with it and whatever. I really appreciate the fact that you just get out there and say it. So,
Well, you know what? We need to be able to have that conversation. Don't you think that's like you and I, you believe that it's very, very like we're not going to have change. Actually, you know, since your phone call, I've thought a lot about this because frankly, you know, we're
have you
living.
bought a shotgun?
No.
I'm just checking, just checking.
You know, I live right behind a gun shop, so that, I mean, actually, where I live, there's like three gun shops within 2 miles of me. There's lots of people around here who love guns, but I, which is why I kind of don't buy one because I figure there's plenty enough around here already. Everyone's around here has guns, but I actually don't think I could kill anybody. I just honestly, just even the thought of owning a gun, I really. Sh I would have. I have. I do know how to shoot guns. I have been
How
trained
do
to
you
have.
feel about power drills, like a cordless drill? Seriously. No, seriously.
How do I
Like
feel as a weapon?
a DeWalt, like a DeWalt drill, like a contractor would use. You
As
got
a
a problem with those?
weapon? As a weapon, you'd have to have your victim tied down, right?
Well, I mean, it's just, I think a gun is almost like just a cordless drill that operates at a, like at a longer distance.
And at a much faster pace.
Well, you know, just more RPMs, because I mean, it is rotating, you
You
know,
know,
the
I
bullet.
can't say that I probably would never do that. To be really frank, since we had that conversation, I've been thinking about it. Like, I look, if, like, for example, if I was a Palestinian, you know, with people bombing us and killing the kids, like shoving us off the land all the time, like, I think they've been very patient if it was me. And frankly, look what's going on in the skies, the chemtrails, the lies, like it, people are going to get to a point where they are just going to have it and they're not going to take it when their children's, I've been waiting for the people in St. Louis to split a gut. Like, what's it going to
Well, you
take?
know, like if the man has to enforce his will on you using violence, that's the only way that they get it, is either through violence or coercion, the threat of ruining your life by putting you in jail and taking all your money and taking your house and, you know, ruining your name in the paper. If that's the only way that they can get you to do anything, what makes you think, or make not you in particular,
Yeah.
but anybody, what makes people think that you're going to be able to write a letter to your senator and protest nicely? I mean, like, look at that stuff that's going on in D.C. right now. Like, last I heard, there was 1,100 people arrested over like 3 or 4 days in
Yes.
D.C., and it overflowed their jails. And not word one, like seriously, like 17 seconds about it
Yes.
on CNN.
We live in the Soviet Union, ironically. There's a lot less news going on in this country than
You
we.
are on the ball. You are on the ball because this is just like Bolshevism. Everybody likes to make the
Yes.
comparison to like the Nazis, but
Now
if
it's the
this was like
Soviet
Nazi
Union.
Germany, there'd be like national pride. There'd be like an improvement in the economy. No, this is not what's going on.
No, it's so ironic. It is exactly like it is the so I remember when I was a child thinking, God, if it ever happened like that in Russia where we couldn't do this, where they would be spying on us. I would do everything I could to stop the government. And I remember thinking that really strongly because when I was a child, that was the Red Scare about how no everybody was afraid to talk. That was the weird thing. This is a conversation people don't remember. When I think I was in grammar school in like the 60s, right? And in those days, it was the huge Red Scare, and we were told that the government spied on its citizens, and what an offense. And there was often conversation about how horrible that was. And here we, ex when the Unpatriot Act rolled.
Well, now we need to be safe. We didn't need to be safe back then. We need to be safe now.
The issue is this: is they have us. We are being bombarded like the chemtrails. To me, when I look at what's going on between the chemtrails and Fukushima, everything else doesn't matter. But I think John Perkins in this book, and I haven't gotten to it. He's right. Our elected officials, all these people that are defending it, and in fact, even the police officers who pick up a gun against the people, they all
I
have
need
been
to interrupt
fed
you for a minute,
misinformation.
and I need to wish all the contestants on Dancing with the Stars a joyous season and good luck.
Thank you. They need it too. Have you been watching?
I get it on. I get it delivered to my smartphone by the Dancing with the Stars app.
App. There you go. That's right. And you make sure you vote every week, right?
Every week, because my vote counts.
Your vote does count. See, that's what that whole. You know what? Thank you for bringing that up because that show in particular is, if you've watched it start to finish, man, it is one big, gigantic, brainwashing from the start to finish. The glitz, everything about it is all
It's
about.
got plenty of cleavage. That's one of the reasons why I used to watch it.
Is it really? That's the reason.
I will admit to having watched like part of the second season for, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 weeks. And yeah, there was a lot more cleavage. It was almost like Spanish TV, like Mexican TV levels of cleavage.
Almost.
I mean, it was very nearly an Acapulco weather report.
Well, it is actually, there was a lot of it. I mean, I actually DVR it. I watch it because it is like, to me, it's an indication of where the people that are running the media think the American people are. And you can kind of play the whole thing is about, these quote stardom. It's the whole thing of who these stars are. I mean, the whole thing is about just getting everybody to forget. I mean, all those people are in LA where they're being bombarded by radiation. It's stunning. And that's the
Don't worry,
shock.
TV is going to be a lot better when they have a reality show about the construction workers making Trump's wall.
They might actually have that. The Trump would do that too. He'd like, well, this will generate us money. He might actually decide to open up the first government TV station. That might actually work for him. I mean, we're sort of in a really pathetic state. I mean, this is the sad part, is people don't actually care. Like, what part of the country do you live in, Mike?
I live in the very, like, I live on the Gulf Coast of Texas.
So is it heavily populated there?
No.
No,
No, my town's got like 1,500 people. I'm like 26 miles away from a Walmart. Like, if I need dark socks, I got to drive an hour.
Wow. Or get them on the internet, I guess. You can get them on the internet.
Yeah, but then I got to wait like 48 hours.
That's true. That's true. So if you're living on the Gulf Coast, what's the Gulf Coast like? I mean, you're the first person. Do you live directly on the
It's
Gulf
awesome.
Coast?
It's awesome. Yeah, I'm like 4 blocks from the water.
You are. And do you have you seen any issues with the Gulf in terms of the sea life or anything like that? Has it changed or?
I'll tell you that I would say that commercial harvesting of certain sea life is dropping off. I would say that there's an increase in sport fishermen in this area, but I haven't seen anything like, two-headed whales or anything like that. I think a big factor in our like sea life cycle is due to like over harvesting, and not necessarily just the over harvesting, but people from other areas. Like I hesitate to call them migrant, but you know, like we'll get people from some places in Louisiana or Mississippi coming down here to you know, rob our stuff. And they don't know the bays. They don't know like the terrain of the seabed. So they'll just like drag dredges right across reefs and stuff. And I think that has a bigger impact than the amount of stuff is being harvested. Now, that's not to say, you know, like in 2 years, we're not going to be, you know, having radioactive brown shrimp or something like that. But
well, you probably already do have radioactive shrimp. I mean, or full of corexin,
probably,
or God knows
but at
else.
Least it's wild caught and not coming out of some like the second largest shrimp manufacturer is like in Iowa, believe it or not, and it's like right next to a pig farm.
Yeah, don't they feed?
Don't do the math on what shrimp next to a pig farm eat. It's not corn.
Right, exactly. That's what I've read myself. It's definitely not corn, and it's not. It's really disgusting. I can't personally eat any seafood anymore after Fukushima.
That's a shame. I'll tell you what. If you ever get down this way, you can like come by. We'll have like shrimp barbecue.
Well, you know, I went to New Orleans and ordered a plate of shrimp and oysters. It was right in the French Quarter, and I just could not eat them. I could not ignore the fact of what I know is in them.
It would have been fine there usually. Usually the places that are right close to the water will have local stuff. I would not eat shrimp if I live like in Kentucky. No. But like down here, yeah, I know where it comes from.
Exactly. That's exactly why I wouldn't eat it. you know what? I thank you for calling us because I really appreciate
your
very different point of view. And I actually still don't think I could pick up a gun to kill anybody. But you know what? I thought about this after the show.
You don't have to kill nobody.
All you got
to be willing to do is not get killed yourself.
Right. Just be willing to shoot him in the foot and stop him. You know what I mean?
No. Just stand up and show you got a set of balls. That's what they're really afraid of. They're really afraid of people coming together and saying, we're not going to take this crap.
That's exactly.
They don't want the fight. They don't have enough people to run the fight. Not even if they got every goddamn drone robot and your smartphone turns into Godzilla. They don't have enough to do it.
You are completely right, which is why we need to just speak out and continue to speak out and do what we can. So
I appreciate you doing exactly what you're doing. Keep it up, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Lonnie. Take it easy.
Bye-bye. Well, that was sweet. Very nice of people to call me up and tell me I'm doing the right thing. Thank you, Mike, for joining us, and I really appreciate your point of view. So I'm going to continue with this little bit of a book here that I got going on with the John Perkins book because these ideas are awesome. So it is about keeping on, do whatever it takes, just like he said. Number 3 is live consciously. Focus on doing things that enhance your relationships with other people, your community, and the world. Number 4, pick a cause, one that appeals to your deepest passions and support it on a regular basis. That would be changing a corporation such as Monsanto, Chevron, or Walmart, or promoting a movie, radio station, exactly, www.ucy.tv, blogger, nonprofit environmental organization. I guess that would be what should we promote? Radcast.org, because we can get our soil tested there at least. And we are still looking for a generous donation of probably, I think we've got $2,000 scraped up together. We still need about $4,000 so we can buy a tester to test people's food for free instead of having to send it to a lab and pay somebody $500. Number 5, become part of a living local community. Use local banks, invest in local projects, support local merchants, locally owned restaurants as much as possible. Buy food that is locally and organically grown. And that is something that many people have to make an effort to do. I appreciate that, having grown up in Los Angeles and lived in Los Angeles most of my life. When I came to Oregon, I was dumbfounded how easy it is to get good organic food. I live about maybe 3 miles away from an organic farm where I can just drive down there and get organic food at dirt cheap prices. It was unbelievable. I felt like I died and like, wow, man, it actually made it worth it, to be honest, you guys. It made it worth it coming to live in Eugene because I was not an enthusiastic, oh, I want to go live in Eugene person. I came here by circumstances that didn't make me happy, and having an access to really good organic food was a lanyap. It was a big plus. Become part of a local living community. Flood media outlets, corporate executives, and governmental officials with information about the need to move from a death economy to a life economy. Do this locally, nationally, or internationally, or all three. So flood them. This is what Donna Gilmore noticed, and this is what she suggests we do on a regular basis, is we need to call these people and give them real information, because very often our elected officials are making decisions based on false information. And I wouldn't say that they're lies. Well, they are lies. The lies at the nuclear industry, they're lies, straight up lies. The EPA, straight up lies. Every polluter's advocate, the EPA. I mean, it's an outrage, folks. It's really, it's just unconscionable what happens with our own tax dollars, that these people are out there able to lie to people, manipulate them, and, you know, it's not just Flint, Michigan. People go, oh, well, look at Flint. Yeah, look at Flint. But look at the Native American reservations, where over, what, 60% of all the uranium tailings are dumped on Native American lands. And now they're having low birth rates and birth defects, and people are dying of cancer. It's not even being reported. We're not even hearing about it. It's just not part of any conversation whatsoever. And then we have St. Louis, the same thing. There's no part of any conversation to help the people of St. Louis. I mean, this was a hard week for me, because I discovered one of my clients actually lives in St. Louis. You know, my clients are national, so I don't really meet many of my clients face to face. And I got his tax work in the mail, and I'm like, oh, wow. I Googled his address 8 miles away from the Westlake landfill. According to him, he's in the safety zone, which wrenched at my heart, to be honest. So this is why it is not hard for me to wake up 3 times a week and be on the radio at 8 o'clock in the morning, because we are being assaulted, folks. We are under assault. Bernie Sanders said this last night, we are at war. And he said we were at war with climate change. Well, who's causing the climate, the so-called climate change? The same people drilling us down with chemtrails, the geoengineering. I mean, I venture to say most cities that's listening to the sound of this radio station right this second is being bombarded with a chemtrail somewhere up in their sky. This is a gigantic program that is worldwide, that is not a small effort. So it's time for us to just stop being the innocent victims. We have to take action. You know, we are not innocent victims, and we're not victims, and we're not innocent, folks. So it's time for us to get going. Number 7, flood reform movements. Excuse me, support reform movements that appeal most to you. This will be country and community development activities to encourage geopolitical, economic, and social reforms. Demand such things as guaranteed living wages and or employment, health insurance, medical care, and retirement pensions. Support reform movements. Number 8, encourage the creation of local, national, or international parks, wildlife preserves, and other such areas. If you live in an urban setting or a rundown area, organize people to turn a vacant lot into parks and playgrounds. Except if you do that, make sure that you know that it's not full of radiation, because a lot of abandoned areas have extremely high levels of toxicity. That's why they're abandoned. Fight for campaign finance reform and or climate change regulation in the United States and elsewhere. Let's see these things that he says to join. Join organizations such as Move to Amend, Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, the Citizens Climate Lobby, the Pachamama Alliance, or others that appeal to you. The Pachamama is, I think, a South American group that's trying to stop them from killing our rainforest, which they are steadily doing every single day. Mm-hmm. Avoid debt. Take positive action to pay off credit cards and other debt without incurring interest payments. Make a point of using cash whenever possible. In other words, don't give the banksters more of your money. My hero and make heroes and icons of people who are working to create a better world. Honor the founders and managers of institutions of movements discussed in numbers 1 through 9 and visibly and behind the scenes people who create an environmentally sustainable, resource regenerative, socially just world, who help starving people feed themselves, and who promote better business and living models rather than the CEOs of irresponsible corporations. Nine things students can do. Here's a nine things students can do. Let me take a look. So we are at 8:30. Let me give you out the phone number, you guys, because here we are again on Call In Friday on UCY.TV. The phone number is 718-717-8296. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission radio show. On Fridays, we have Call In Friday and allow our listeners to share their opinions and ideas. The phone number is 718-717-8296. And I'm going to keep reading. I am reading from John Perkins, The New Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Just in the back, he has some things of what we can do. We've only got a few pages, so I think we'll be able to make it in the next half hour if nobody calls in. And if somebody does call in, I'd love to engage you on anything you want to talk about. We can talk about the selections. I guess we're going to call them selections from now on. I don't think we're getting elections. I mean, really, all this chitter-chatter about the elections, it's completely hilarious because people are getting so passionate and so like, and it's no one's talking about the rigged voting machines. In Arizona, a friend of mine went to the precinct to vote as a Democrat. He told me that about 60% of the people in the polling area had all been registered as Republicans instead of Democrats. Somehow their party affiliation had magically changed. And because it was considered Republicans, they, even though they had their voter registration card, the people in the booth were confounded. They didn't know what to do, so they didn't let them vote. They could vote for Republicans, and that was it. So I guess we have selections. Nine things students can do. Oh, I love this. Learn all you can about what's really going on in the world. This is really important because so many students, and I go to school, they honestly have no concept. They repeat like little parrots exactly what CNN tells them. Understand the mindsets created by the stories we are told and that we tell each other. The distorted history of humanity that is taught to our children is extremely powerful. Look at alternative media for the story behind the story. Number two, here we go. We love John Perkins. Question authority. Love it. Know that there are many conspiracies intent on deceiving you. Stand up and question them every chance you get. By doing so, you will change the mindsets and a new story will evolve. Understand your passion. That's number three. What do you enjoy most in life? Boy, isn't that the biggest question for most students. One of the hardest things for me to watch with these students is just their general lack of self-concern. They have zero apathy. I mean, like zero passion. They're like so apathetic. They're like, yeah, well, I just like to play my video games. Wow. Now focus on activities that bring you joy and on developing a deeper appreciation of and knowledge about subjects that appeal to you most. Determine to live your life according to your passions. Amen to that. Number four, seek out others who are looking to change the story. Yes, which is why you're here on UCY.TV, and thank you for joining us. We really do appreciate it. And do spread the word about this radio station. Frankly, folks, for the last couple Call-In Fridays, I've noticed I always talk about the radio station here. But I will tell you what, I've looked around, and this radio station has a unique set of people on it that we will not find anywhere else that really is intent on improving the planet. The people that listen to our radio station is a varied group of people politically and probably economically and, as we just heard, geographically. But the one thing that we all do have in common is that we care about the planet. It's almost like we could rename this radio station, If You Love This Planet, but it's not. Helen Caldicott took that one. So. Which is too bad that Helen Caldicott still does not have her radio show. She used to have a radio show called If You Love This Planet. It's kind of sad, and I don't know why that went away, but it's sad that it did. Number five, here we are at what I'm doing. Speak out. Help people who do not fit the definition of number four, which is seek out others who are looking to change the story, to understand the deceptions we are fed. Teach your contemporaries and let your elders know that your generation is not going to be hoodwinked. Take a stand against debt. Do not accept burdensome student loans or credit card debt or other debt. Work for your passion. Work only for organizations and businesses that are consistent with your passion and philosophies. If you can't find such jobs, create your own. Number eight, join organizations. Participate in nonprofit and other non-governmental organizations and societies. Let's see which organizations, such as Generation Waking Up, Move to Amend, the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, the Citizens Climate Lobby, Pachamama Alliance, Dream Change, and others. Get involved, take action, become part of those communities. Offer them your creativity and talents or money to support positive change. Make videos and films aimed at ending the death economy and building a life economy. These could focus on whatever most appeal to you. Okay, so then here we're going to move into six things retired people can do. So this is an interesting little book. It gives us, goes from students to retired people and then to the rest of us. Number one. You can't be fired, so rattle the cage. Get involved in activities that might have frightened you before. Don't be afraid to express yourself and even be, quote, outrageous, unquote. Number two, take action. Follow your heart and get involved in causes that appeal to you. Avoid the temptation to believe that you are past your prime or unable to offer something meaningful to the world, or become distracted by self-absorbed activities. Number three, mentor younger people. You have a great deal to offer. And this is so true. We really miss out on a lot of education that could be shared. It's really important. Elders in indigenous communities traditionally have been honored for their wisdom. Honor yourself as an elder and teach young people to make every job, every activity about nourishing life and a life economy. I love that, the focus on a life economy instead of on a death economy. Number four, demand responsible investments. Insist that your pension funds, mutual funds, and other investments be dedicated to serving the public interest and creating environmentally sustainable, resource regenerative, and socially just world. That's a hard one. In doing taxes for people, I come across that very often people have investments in like Walmart or Bechtel, and these are people who give big money to stop climate change and population control, and they're socially conscious, and yet they continue to take money from their investments in some of the biggest polluters and worst offenders on the planet. It's a disconnect that I've only been able to really talk to one person about it because, you know, professionally that's kind of none of my business. So one of my clients I'm pretty close to, and I had a conversation, and she basically said her investment advisor basically told her she doesn't have control over where it gets invested. And she's just too old to have to deal with finding somebody new. So this is what they count on, folks. But we have to be much more conscious. So if you're newly retired, this is something you can do. Make sure that your investments, your pension advisors, are not investing in the monsters. Number five, participate in or create campaigns that affect government, politics, and corporate policies. Run for office or support candidates who do, join consumer movements, or take whatever path draws you to be a full participant in the democratic process. Part of what's happened here is we don't have a democratic process because people have just given up. We do live in a Soviet Union-style world where people are just battered. They go to the factories, they are willing to live their little gray lives and sit down and shut up, you know, Brave New World story. Number six, share your story. Tell others, especially younger people, about your life and the world you grew up in, how it worked, where it failed, and what needed to be done, what needs to be done now to create societies that are resilient and honor all life. Tap your unique gifts and talents. So then here's the new subtitle, 9 things people can do who are between student age and retirement age. Number one, be aware of what's going on in your community and around the world. Dig deep beneath the surface. Don't allow yourself to be duped by the media, politicians, corporations, or governments. Number two, develop communication skills to help everyone around you gain greater awareness of what's going on. And I guess that's what I'm doing with this radio show, is I'm really making an effort to really reach out to people that I would normally never have access to and encourage them to please take action. We're in the critical phase of life, folks, right now. We cannot just be passively going on and pretending it's Betty Crocker time, because it's not. Number three, demand economic and tax reforms, such as accounting practices that internalize costs, strict oversight of Wall Street and big banks, and tax laws that force the wealthy and corporations to pay their fair share and that encourage socially and environmentally beneficial technology. Vote only for candidates who support these. That only is Bernie Sanders in this election cycle for the president anyways. And here in Oregon, it is not voting for Ron Wyden to be our senator once again. There are some challengers to Ron Wyden who, I don't know their names. Maybe I should have them on the radio show. I'm actually going to look into that, because Ron Wyden has got to go. He's part of the problem. Buy only from businesses that comply with and promote such reforms, and let the candidates and businesses know. Write letters to the editor and blogs. Post on Facebook and Twitter and so on. And that's what I'm doing. I basically can't stand Facebook. The only reason I go to Facebook is to post up articles. Every once in a while I have to write something personal so Facebook doesn't call me a business like they did before. I used to have a separate Facebook account, which I lost, because they said, you post too much about nuclear. You're supporting one specific cause, so now you're going to be a page. So let's see, how much time do I have left? It is 8:42, folks, and today is Friday, April 15th. It is not tax filing day, so you don't have to have that anxiety. It's Monday. You get to worry about it all weekend long if you haven't filed your taxes, and frankly, it's an arbitrary deadline. The phone number to call in is 718-717-8296. Today is call-in Friday. We probably have enough time for another phone call if anybody wants to call in. I definitely encourage you to. Let me see if I can get through these last few things of what we can do. Form or join consumer movements, nonprofits, and non-governmental organizations that promote businesses that serve a public interest. Call and or send emails to your local and national representatives urging them to support these movements and to vote for such reforms. Mike and I just had that conversation, if that's worth it. I think it is. Help form and or support community-based businesses such as consumer co-ops. We call it, there's CSAs here too in town, community corporations. I beg your pardon, folks. Forgot to unplug the phone this morning. So I'm going to get back to this book because I want to be able to get through these things that we can do. Help reform community-based, join demonstrations, protests, workers, civil movements to fight for better social and environmental conditions. Actively participate or give them financial and social media support. Develop an awareness of your own biases around race, religion, and financial status, immigration, gender, and other issues, and work towards overcoming those biases. Teach younger people to be activists with soul. Help them to understand that democracy is based on being informed and educated about what's going on in the world and taking inspired action. If we want to have democracy, folks, it's up to us to maintain it. That's partly why we don't have democracy right now. As we have not been inspired, we just sat back on the couch and watched Dancing with the Stars. If you work for a corporation or own stock, speak out. Make it known that you want the company where you work or where you own stock to be successful, and that the successful businesses of the future will be those that nourish a healthy, resilient, natural environment and contribute to the joy, harmony, and quality of their employees and the community they serve. Here, we have another phone call. Hold on just one second. Let's take a quick call. Hi, this is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission Radio Show.
Yes, hi, Lonnie. This is Debbie. How
hey,
are you
Debbie,
doing today?
Thanks for calling in again. I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I just wanted to hear what you thought about the earthquake in Japan yesterday.
You know, I think it's really expected. I think they know it's coming, and actually, you know, who knows? I actually think we're living in a time where I'm not surprised we have a huge earthquake. I heard that over 1,000 people died. That's really sad. That was the hard part. There's a lot that, I wonder what, you know what really blows me away is the media silence. I read it on the internet and there has not been a single word about it on any of the so-called news stations, at least here in Oregon. Even the little local ones, usually we'll get like a little blurb, there was an earthquake in Japan. Nothing. That's what freaks, that's the thing that has me most, piqued my interest the most.
It's the silence, the media.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Robert De Niro in that movie that
he took
it off Vax and everything? And he was in an interview and I saw him say, or they had written what he said, that he goes, why aren't you all investigating this, to the, you know, the journalists, the reporter, interviewers? And he's right. Why aren't the journalists,
What did that person say to him when he asked him straight face? And I'm surprised they didn't edit that.
I don't know. They put it in a bubble, like a cartoon, you know, what he said. So I really don't remember what they said. He's like, why aren't you all investigating this? And then I saw a video by, it's called Pockets in the Future, Pockets of the Future. And he was talking about how we have these experts, but they never tell you who the experts are. He was talking about vaccinations again, but he's right.
Well, that's
we
the
hear
thing
that
people,
the experts.
That's right. People need to look into these sites. This is why the scientific journals are really kind of held out on us. But if you really look at these, how they create these, the experts create their studies, they are told to exclude certain factors for scientific purposes. Like when they study the fish, for example, with all these tumors, they're told they, like those 13 scientists who were studying the Pacific Ocean, somebody stood up and said, hey, did you test them for radiation from Fukushima? They said, no, we were specifically excluded radiation because that was not part of our mission. We were not looking for it. So instead of looking for the obvious, they specifically excluded it. Do you get what I'm saying? This is how they were.
Yes, I do.
And frankly, it's like I said in my interview with Chuck Johnson the other day. These scientists, like the doctors, are complicit. They're the ones who need to be going, wait a minute, we are not going to participate with this. We are going to really look for the truth. So, yeah.
And for alternative means, too, to cure disease instead of the shots. The medicine.
Well, look, I actually don't call the AMA I mean, to me, they're a big sham. I call them the American Murder Association. I don't believe in America we actually have a sound medical environment at all. We have a very unhealthy medical, the quote alternative are the real healers. Those are the people that really understand healing. So are they alternative? No, they're the genuine healers. And in my view, most doctors are minimally medically educated and completely brainwashed.
I agree. My dad was a doctor. He died of Alzheimer's in 2006.
Right.
And I've read that the AMA began because somebody said you need to wash your hands before you deliver another baby. And so the AMA also began because the pharmaceutical companies were coming out with these drugs, and they need somebody to prescribe them.
That's right.
And so the medical schools began. And, right, so it's just all a big scam.
Death and medicine, man. But you know what? It's time for us to take action. But this is the hardest part, is we have to find real. I agree with Donna Gilmore. It's really up to us to educate the people who are making decisions, because most of them are either coerced or base their information on not in factual information. It's kind of like what's going on in St. Louis. Like my client who lives there 8 miles away said, oh yeah, well, we're safe because we're 8 miles away. We're downwind. We're far enough away. And I'm like, you're not even outside of the 10-mile exclusion zone. Like, honestly, in Hanford, people live 15 miles away and they still genetically have a lot of problems. So this is the hardest part. I mean, it really made me understand very much where the women, the Just Moms of St. Louis, how their hearts must really be tied, because it brought me right home to it, Debbie, where I have somebody that I know that I've been helping for years, great family, really beautiful human beings, and they just moved to St. Louis 2 or 3 years ago.
No. I'm sorry to hear that. I really am.
Well, you know, they work for a big corporation, and that's what I said. I sent them an email and said, you should talk to your employers about getting actively engaged. Because this is partly, I think, like the people with these CEOs of these big corporations that are hiring people there, I think most of these people have wrong information about what's safe, it's like us, we're living under these chemtrails and we're being told, what chemtrails? It's mm-hmm. obviously not safe. The bees are dying. People are sick for weeks on end now. Everybody gets the flu. Nobody can stay well. It's, you know, they are causing us to get sick intentionally.
So, every now and then I get a runny nose and I'm like, what, you know, why am I getting this? And I'm sure it's because I've been out in the chemtrails.
It's so outrageous. This is the thing. Like, but it's really important for us to actually take action. This is why I think we don't all have to disagree on even the end result, but what we have to really all take action on is the fact that we can no longer just allow these chemtrails to bombard us. We can no longer allow the media to continue to lie. Like the protests in Washington, D.C. that have been completely ignored. 1,000 people were arrested. The jails in D.C. were packed to the brim and nobody reported it on television. The earthquake in Japan, nobody really reported. It didn't even make the Google News for like a day. I was like,
oh my goodness.
I mean, I didn't see it, but you know, I hope in Japan that those, you know, there's some big, gigantic volcanoes that are like Sacagawea and Mount Fuji.
Mm-hmm.
They are getting active, and we're having big, gigantic tectonic plates movements all around the planet. So what do I think? I think, you know, the shit's about to hit the fan, to tell you the truth.
I do, too. I think Japan's going down. I think we're all going to go with them.
Well, I don't know if all of us will go with them, but, you know, Mother Earth is about to revolt. I hope she does, because honestly, it is really sad. Mother Earth.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yes.
I think
everything's so hot from all the rads in the ocean. I mean, the temperature of the ocean is just
Well, they're doing
hot.
It also. That's what the chemtrails are doing. They're, you know, bombarding us. That's part
yes,
of what it is. So, I mean, and frankly, I don't know. I have not really dug into the chemtrail thing to really understand how severe it is. I mean, what piques my interest is how it started about the same time as the nuclear industry. So the geoengineering and the nuclear industry started all around the time when the eugenicists sort of took over the world governments mm-hmm. after World War II. Because the eugenicists did not lose World War II. They won. And they've been working on a steady plan since then.
You're really smart, Lonnie.
That's why
I'm your last 10-minute caller on Friday. Oh, my goodness.
Well, thank you, Debbie, for calling
in. It's a darn shame.
Yes, it is a darn shame. But you know what's worse of a darn shame, Debbie, is the fact that we have millions and billions of us and a handful of them, and we let them punch us in the face every day of our lives.
There's a video. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Well, I just... I don't know what it's going to take to get people off their rear ends and just, if you know, it's like Mike, he believes in violence, right? He wants this whole, he thinks that nothing's going to change until we pick up arms. Well, I think we will be forced to pick up arms when the thing starts to collapse and the government comes in with their ideas of shoving us all in camps. That is one place where I'll pick up an arm. Like, I'm not going in.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to, they're not putting me in a Palestinian camp for the next 60 years. Get it?
Exactly. Like I tell my mom, if a van or a bus pulls up and tells you to get on it, don't you get on that. Do not just get on it.
Well, you know, they're not going to have to ask us to get on vans when they take our water away. We're going to want to go in their camps because they're going to be the only people with potable water, you know, or food or whatever. I mean, this is, it's very clear. It's very easy for us who have paid attention, who are waking up. You know, we're slowly, I know at least for myself, I'm slowly getting it. It's almost like that, you know, the Scooby-Doo moment where you're like, like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, these people, and it's even like worse. Like, I kind of feel like I'm in this Scooby-Doo cartoon all the time, and I'm like, what? Like, what? Say what? Like, really? Like, you guys are doing what to us? Like, I mean, and it's,
I know.
It's not just one thing. It's like every, it's like unpeeling an onion. This has been the hardest part with the whole understanding the nuclear pollution and how it really ties into a whole gigantic concept of controlling the world by a few people. And the rest of the world has gone along with it. That's the shock. Most everybody's like, I'm too busy to speak up.
Well, I think so many are constantly into their videos that they just don't pay attention to what's going outside of that video game.
Or I think they're just so
even the children too.
Maybe it's just that they're so emotionally overwhelmed. You know, that's what happens. A lot of people just shut down. I know one of my children said that to me. Mom, it's just too much. I can't maintain my life. It's just too much. It's just one too many things. And I'm like, you know, maybe I have the luxury because I'm not raising children. I have this luxury that I can actually actively engage. So.
That's true. That's true. But you really are actively engaging, and I want to thank you for that, Lonnie.
Well, thank you, Debbie, for calling in. So is there anything else?
Welcome.
We have about a minute and a half left. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I want everyone to remember that Hillary Clinton made a pact with Japan after the Fukushima nuclear disaster.
Which she has been denied by the Hillary bots.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. But she actually made a pact that the food that they won't even eat in Japan, that comes from Japan, we are importing.
That's right.
And there's not being any testing done. So people are eating Fukushima food and have been for the last several years.
Well, people need to make sure they know where their white rice comes from, they know where their beef comes from, where their mushrooms come from. And
by law, they don't have to anymore. At least that's what I've
That's
was reading, that we don't even know where it's coming from.
It's true.
That's
disturbing. Buy organically and buy locally. That's how we can protect ourselves. Buy locally. Buy locally. So, look, we have 30 seconds left. I want to thank you, Debbie, for calling in. I really appreciate your support. And I encourage
you're welcome.
I encourage everyone to take action, get actively engaged. Whatever it is that you think you need to do, do it. We all have a different mission and a different call, but our unifying forces, we're here to save our planet from the people who think that they can destroy it. So put your courage feet on and take action, and we'll see you all on Monday. So thanks for
calling in. You're welcome.